ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Kinim is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
We're learning Meseches Kinim Daf Chav Dalet, we're starting the third perek. The Mishnah says, "Bamed dvarim amurim b'kayin ha-nimlach, avo b'kayin she'enei nimlach," that all we talked about is a kayin which asked the question, but a kayin which didn't ask for advice, so then we have the different dinim like the Perek explains. According to most Mefarshim, until now, all the teruvus of kinim that the Masechta was discussing was what's the din, if things are nisarev, what should the kayin do lechatchila? And we're discussing, he cannot bring any time when you have a bird and you don't know if it's an oil and a chattas, he can't bring it at all. So any time you can have a suffix on all the birds in the teruvus, if they're an oil and a chattas, there is no bird which you could have as either an oil or a chattas. So you can't bring any birds. Like, let's say an oil was a sire of the chattas, if you echad beribui, if you have one oil and kama chattas, you're musu kulam. But sometimes you have a teruvus where at least a certain amount of the birds could either be an oil or a chattas. And that's what the Masechta discussed till now, according to most Mefarshim. Which teruvus could you have? How many birds in the teruvus could you say that these birds could either be an oil or a chattas, and therefore you could bring at least that amount of birds, because by bringing that amount, you still are assured that you're not going to bring an oil as a chattas or a chattas as an oil. All the oilis that you bring are going to be indeed oilis, all the chattais chattais. But all these things are b'kayin ha-nimlach. He's asking a shayla. After the teruvus, he asks, how many could I bring? So the halachas, how many birds he's allowed to bring l'chatchila. And this next perek is discussing a kayin she'enei nimlach, meaning he already brought all the birds. After the teruvus, if he didn't know about the teruvus, or he didn't know about the halacha, and he just simply brought all the birds. So then we have a suffix. How many of these birds are kosher? How many of these birds are pasul? Now, we had mentioned in the previous shir, the Rambam and Ravid's pshat, in the previous perek that we were discussing b'di'evid, in the second perek, that the perek there is discussing b'di'evid when you brought the birds. But you could say, the Ravid learns that the Bamed Dvar Mamur is going on the first perek, because there it discusses the similar teruvus as now. It discusses the teruvus of different kinim, and it discusses the total teruvus. The second parak is discussing when one bird from one group of kinim gets mixed with the other teruvus, and then it comes back, a bird from the other group of kinim gets mixed with this group. But the first parak was discussing when all the two groups of kinim one is arev. And it uses the same words. It says that it's nisarev zu bezu. In the first parak, achas v'zu v'achas v'zu, shtayim v'zu, shtayim v'zu, sholosh v'zu, sholosh v'zu, and then discussing achas v'zu, shtayim v'zu, sholosh v'zu, esel v'zu, meil v'zu. And all those cases, the Ravid also learned this is shayla of l'chatchila, how many could you bring? And here, this parak discusses the same questions when you have groups of kinim. Let's say two groups, each one has one kan. Each one has two birds, and then a sarev. Or let's say you have two kinim of equal numbers. A group with two kinim mixing with a group with two kinim, a group with three mixing with a group with three. And that's a Mishnah Aleph here. And then we have the next Mishnah. We have groups of kinim and unequal numbers. Now, a group of kinim means that in this entire group, any half of this group could be a chadas, and any half could be eilais. Mixed with another group, which that group also, any half could be chatayis, any half could be oilis. So in the first parak, it was the kayin ha-nimlach, means how much l'chatchila you could bring. When the groups are equal, you could bring half. Because even if all the chatayis are coming from one group, and all the oilis are coming from the other group, they're still all kosher. You still didn't do anything wrong. Derech mashal, you have a group of three kinim with a group of three kinim, six birds and six birds, 12 birds and a half all together in a teruvus. You could put six birds all together, three lamala, three lamata, three as a chattas, three as an oila. Because even if all three chatayis come from one group and all three eilas come from the other group, it still would be kasher. And when you have unequal numbers, so there the Mishnah says, then the mu'at is kasher. You could take as many birds as in the smaller group. Derech mashal, if a group with two kinim gets mixed up with a group of 10 kinim, four birds with 20 birds, you could only do four kinim from this group, because then four birds from this group, two kinim, because then even if all the chatayis came from one group, all the eilas came from the other group, will still be good. But if you do more than two kinim, more than the smaller group, so we're afraid that maybe the three chatayis you did all came from the smaller group, and that wasn't allowed. You did they only had two chatayis. The third chatas that you did had to be an eila. You did it as a chatas. You did it wrong. So that's why only the mu'at is kasher. When Amishnayis are discussing the same taruvis as in the first perek, but the kayin she'enanim, he did it already. And that's why we discuss what if he did all of them as eilais, what if he did all of them as chatayis. In that case, in all cases, half a kasher, half a pasul, because if he did all eilais, half of them are eilais. So half a kasher and half a pasul. If he did all chatayis, half of them are chatayis, half a kasher, half a pasul. And if he did half lamala, half lamata, so if the groups are equal number, so again half a kasher, half a pasul, because the worst he could have done was put all from one group on top and all from one group on bottom, and if he did that, so half of the top is kasher and half of the bottom is kasher. And if the groups are of unequal number, so then the Mishnah says that in this case, fakert, the number that's kasher is a number corresponding to the larger group. The merubah is kasher. Derech mashal, you have a group of two kinim mixing with a group of 10 kinim, a group of four birds mixing with a group of 20 birds, so you have 24 birds. He put 12 lamala, 12 lamata. So the maximum problem could have been if, let's say, four of the ones that were lamata all came from the group of two kinim, so that passed two of the ones lamata, two of the chatayis, they had to be eilis. And corresponding to that, of the 12 birds he did lamala, all of them came from the group of 10 kinim. So again, two of the birds lamala were no good. So that passed altogether at the most two kinim, four birds. So the merubah is kasher. That's shat in the Mishnah according to most of the mefarshim. The Rambam has a different shat. It's a very shver pshat. The Rambam learns that the Mishnah in the first pack is also talking about b'di'evid, that you did all the birds. But somehow, even b'di'evid, even when a kayin did all the birds, there's a difference between if the kayin was nimlach or he was not nimlach. When the kayin was nimlach and he did all the birds, then the mu'at is kasher. When the kayin was not nimlach and he did all the birds, then the merubah is kasher. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis seems to be saying he was nimlach with the nashim that owned the owners of the birds. The Mekeves HaMishnah learns the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka changed the pshat, and he means he was nimlach with the Bezdin. He just didn't follow the Bezdin's instructions. But either way, it's very sure exactly what does the Rambam mean and why the halacha is that way and what exactly the Rambam is saying. The Kesef Mishnah and Rikurkas say that they don't understand it. There's a pshat from the Rama Mifanu, and Simen Chav Gimel is a pshat from the Mekeves HaMishnah. And there's a pshat at the end of the Yor Kinoi, he has a ksaviat from his father that says a pshat, Ve'en kamokim laharich. Now, when the Mishnah discusses how many are pasul, how many are kasher, so l'chayr, the Mishnah is discussing it, b'di'evid, we're talking about b'di'evid, in the first part, the way most Mepharshim learn, that a kayin is not nimlach, so then the discussion is, how many could the Kayin go and bring? But now the Kayin brought them, and we're discussing how many is kasher, how many is pasul. L'chayr, what's that negeya l'alocha? It's negeya to how many the Nashim still have to bring. And even if we don't know whose birds were kasher, whose birds were pasul, but they could bring it together and be masna. And, like the Shita Mekevetzes in Zvachim Nafayin Gimel, which we're going to mention soon, points out, you can't say that the Mishnah is just simply discussing whether you're allowed to eat them if they're a chatas or be makta them if they're an oila. Because sometimes when the Mishnah says that a carbon is possible, it just means it's possible to continue the Avaida. It's possible to eat it if it's a Necholim, or be makter it if it's a Nektarim. And it's not discussing, maybe in all cases, you don't have to bring it again. But in this Mishnah, you can't say that, because since we don't know which of the birds are kosher, which of the birds are pasul, we're dealing with the teruvis. So either way, if he wasn't makter it or eat it yet, he wouldn't be able to do it. The halacha is, if you don't know which, if you have different zvachim, some are kosher, some are pasul, and you don't know which is which, avadi, you can't be makter them, because some of them are pasul. Avadi, you can't eat it, because some of them are pasul. The halacha would be tilbitzurasim v'yetzel beisus reifa. You have to wait until they become pasul because of lina and burn them. So avada, what it says in the Mishnah, that it's pasul means that they have to bring over the, they have to bring the karbanis. They weren't yetzel achiyev carbon. They have to continue bringing their carbon. And when it says that it's kosher, it means they don't have to bring the carbon. But the Rosh says an interesting zach. V'chayim a big chiddush. He says that when they're missing karbanis, you bring all the oilas that you're missing, but about the chatais, you only bring one chatas. You only bring one chatas ha'ifal ha'safik in order to yimachshe b'kotshim. Where's the Rosh coming from? Why is he saying you bring all the oilas, but you only bring one chatas? He's coming from a Mishnah in Krisus tafchesem and aleph. And the Yor Kinai is ma'arich about it. He has his pirush on the Rosh. The Mishnah says that let's say you have an Isha which had five births, so she needs to bring five kinim, five karbanais for the five births. By an aniya, it would be five chata saif and ayla saif. By an ashir, it would be an ayla behem and a chata saif. Or let's say she has five zivais. She was a zava five times. She needs five karbanis. One of them is enough to be machshir her bekachim. Even if she became Tamei five times, she brings one carbon, and she's already once again be mukhshel kachim. The carbon is because she's a mechusa kapara, she's Tamei. She can't eat kachim or go to the Beis HaMikdash. One carbon is enough for that. But she owes the rest, v'ashara lav chayva. And the Mishnah says, if she has five suffik ledos, or five suffik zivos, if there were five births that she had, five miscarriages, let's say, and all five of them, it was unclear if it was really a Vlad, or it wasn't enough mature enough to even be called a Vlad and give her Tumas Leda. Or she has five suffix zivais. She got mixed up with the Cheshbon, and there were five times where she had three Rias, 3 days in a row, suffix if it was Bimei Ziva, suffix if it was Bimei Nida. So Zak the Mishnah, she only brings one kain. She only brings one carbon, one chatas, one eif, and does not bring the rest. And Rashi there explains, because normally, by karbonis of behemoth, for instance, you never have a din that you can bring a carbon me suffik. Only by an oila, we have a suffik if you mechuyiv an oila, or if it would come up a suffik if you mechuyiv a shlamim, let's say a suffik if you mekayim your neder. So then you could bring the carbon misafik and say like this. If I'm a chuyiv, it should be from a chiv. And if not, it should be an adava, because you can make an adava of an oila or a shlamim. But a chatas, or an asham, is ain't above an adava. So if you have a suffik, if you're a chuyiv a chatas, you can never bring anything, because you can't bring a carbon misafik, it's a suffik chul mazar. But that's only by behemus. By a chatas or oif, it is a special din, a special halacha, that a chatas ha'if is ba'al a suffik ve'ein an achelis. Even if it's a suffik, even though you might not be mechuyiv the chatas, you can bring a chatas misuffik, but you just can't eat it. Because you can't eat it, because it might not be a carbon. And then, the malika of the carbon is normally nevela. If you malik a bird that's not a carbon, so it's nevela, it's treiv. If it's a kosher carbon, the tayr was matim malika. But if it's a suffik, you can't eat it. But that's a din. Chata saif is bal a suffik vein in a chalas. Hazak Rashi, we only allow this chata saif bal a suffik only if it's necessary for eating kachim. Like this, she'll be tamei and no way to become tar. Because if she can't bring her chatas, so she's going to be tamei misafik and no way to become tar. So we allow her to bring this chatas aiv ba'al asafik. Now she ain't kain when you brought one, so now she can eat kachim. For sharol of chayiv, it's a vanei. For a safik on the chayiv, we don't allow a chatas aiv ba'al asafik if it's not necessary lachshir b'kachim. That's the Mishnah increases daf ches. So the Rosh applies the Mishnah here and says here also, when she had her whole group of kinim, she had her 4 kinim, 6 kinim, whatever met she had, only one of them is necessary to makshir b'kachim. So she can bring the one chatas that's necessary to makshir b'kachim, but the rest, since she might be yetzer ready, it's only a suffix, so she doesn't bring. The oile zakdura she could bring, because an oile is never a problem to bring. There's no bidyevin. If you make this tanai and say, if I'm a chuyu, fine, if not, it's an adava, there's nothing wrong with it. Either way, it's good. It's either you're a chuyu or it's an adava. But a chatas, you can't make an adava. You have to come on to the kula of chatas seif ba'al asafik. You only do that lachshir b'kachim. In fact, the Yarakinai, but in that Mishnah, it's mashma, they don't bring the oilus either. It says that if you have a suffix, 5 sveke zivais, 5 sveke ladies, you bring 1 kan, and ain ashar alav chayva, it doesn't say that you bring 1 kain of the chattis and the oila, and then you have to bring all the oilus, like you bring 5 oilus in 1 chattis. It says you bring 1 kain, period. So how come here the Rosh is saying you have to bring all the oilos? And like we're saying, l'chayr it's mukhach in the Mishnah you have to bring at least all the oilos. Otherwise you wouldn't have an afkamina from the fact that how many apostle, how many are kasher, if anyway all you bring is 1 chatas and 1 oila. So according to the Rosh, it's good. The afkamina is how many oilos you can bring. But what's the pshat that here when you have a suffix, you bring all the oilos? Because the oilus anyway you could bring within a dava, and there in that Mishnah increases, you don't bring all the oilus. Zok the Yarkinai, Pasha the Teretz. Over there, all you could bring is an oil. You can't bring the other chatais. So bringing an oil without a chatas, there's no point. And this particularly works, lefi the yisayin that we said in the previous shiurim, that the chatas and the oil is 1 chiyuv. We said from the Brisker Rav that the din of bringing the cane is 1 din. It's 1 carbon, the carbon shalem, to bring the chatas and the oila together. We said from the Ibn Ezra that the Arsameach brings down that the oila is like the emrim of the chatas. The chatas is emrim is veich el adama, it's nechel el kahanim, so we need emrim. The oila is like the emrim of the chatas. We said from the Rishonim in the previous Shia that the Yershim would only bring the oila if the Isha already brought the chatas. If the Isha didn't bring the chatas, there's no din for the Yarshim to bring the oila. Because the chatas has to come before the oila. Till you bring the chatas, there is no chiyav oila. So in the case of the 5 suffix zivis, 5 suffix ladis, you can only bring 1 chatas. There's no point in bringing the other oilas, even though you could easily do it with an adava. But there's no point. You're not being mekayim anything. There's no kiyam bechlal. If you're mechuyev, if you're anyway not yaitzi, then bring your chatas. Now, shenken in our Mishnah, there's a tzad, the suffix is, that maybe she has the chatas, but she doesn't have the oilos. You have to rechum with that tzad. Now, if she has the chatas and doesn't have the oilos, then there's nothing wrong with bringing any oilos that she might be mechuyev, and that would be a kiyam of rechiyev, because you have the chatas. So Avada, since there is a tzad that she has a chatais, we don't know which birds ended up being chatais, which birds ended up being oilais. We know how many for sure are kasher, and how many might be possible. But it's definitely possible that her chatais were brought, and her oilais were the ones that are possible. So Ibazai let her bring all the oilais she could to Yimashlam the Chiv, and then she'll have a kiyam of the chiyav, she'll have both the chatas and the oila. So if you have a suffix on the laid on the ziva, and you can't bring a chatas for the suffix because you already, 1 chatas is enough to makshir b'kachim, there's no point to bring the oila either. Misafik you don't bring. But here the suffix is that maybe she already brought the chatos. She can't bring any chatos misafik, only one, to makshu b'kachim, but she could bring all the oilus misafik, because that would work on the tzad that the chatos were already brought. That's the Arkinei's teretz. Now the Arkinei is ma'ir, that the mefarish is mefarish, that you bring all the oilus. I mean all the chatos. Mefarish and mefarish, that you bring all the chatos that they're mesupik about. So what's pshat in the mefarish? Why should you bring all the chatayis when the Mishnah says in Krisus Daf Ches that by five suffix ladis, five suffix zivais, you only bring one chatas and one ayla, and the sharis ain't a love chayva, because you don't bring a chatas aifa ba'al a suffix only if it's necessary l'achshu b'kachim. So why here does the mefarish hold you bring all the chatayis? Zak the yarikinai, you'd have to be mechalik between if you have the cheskes chiyuv or not. In the case where it's a suffix on the ikke chiyuv, five sveke zivis, five sveke leidais, then you don't bring a chatas misafik. Only what's necessary to makshe b'kachim, which is one, the rest you don't bring. Mashen came in a case where it was a vade chiyuv. But it's a suffix if you makayim the chiyuv, there's a cheskes chiyuv. When you have a cheskes chiyuv, so then you can bring a chatas aifa ba'al a suffik, even if you don't need it to makshe b'kachim. That's what the mefarish holds. I saw in the Madua Shapsi Frankel Rambam in the Sefer Likutim, b'shem the Sefer Shayim v'Yashvei, in Hilchus Psulim Mikdashim, Periches Halacha Hey, he also has a discussion about this thing. He's also medayik that since it says it's pasul and avada, it discusses how many a pasul, how many a kasher, and avada it's not negeya for the eating and the haktara. So what's it negeya? If you're going to say that you don't bring a chata sa'if abal a suffik on to makshe b'kachim, and declares to say that maybe you could bring it, it's just you don't have to bring it, but Rashi increases his namashma that way. And he also says the same svara as the Yarakinai, that perhaps we can mechalik between if it's a suffik on the ikke chiyiv, then you don't bring it misafik. If you have a cheskes chiyiv, it's a suffix of the yetzer chiyuv, then even on a suffix, you would bring even the chatas, even if you don't need it to makshe b'kachim. Now, in another inyan, the Gemara in Zvach and Daf Ayin Gimel Mid Beis brings our Mishnah, the negay of the discussion it had there. The Mishnah in Zvachim, starting the eighth perek, says the halacha that kol ha-zvachim shenisarva b'chatayis ha-meses ha-bashar ha-nisko, afilu achas b'ribu yemusu kulon. That if you have karbonis, and in the carbon gets nisarev a shor haniskel, a chatas hamesa, we have to kill them all. All the karbonis have to be killed, even achas beribui, it's not batal. And the Gemara there has a whole discussion. One of you say it's batal bereiv. The Gemara says because it's like a davashe b'minyan, that was one teretz, or that it's balei chayim, there's a klal, balei chayim aren't batal, any live animal is chashev, it's not batal. And the Gemara asks another kasha, that's because of bitl b'raiv. What happened to the din of kol de parish, meruba parish? Why don't we say that we should make them all parish? Nechbeshinu v'naidinu, let's get them all to be parish and say kol de parish, meruba parish. And the Gemara says you can't do it because gzeri shemikach min a kavua. If you can do that, they might take it from when it's still kavua and kol kavua kamaksa al maksa. That's the sugya there in Zvachim. So at the end of that sugya, Rav said that once the halacha is that you can't bring any of the karbonis, so even if you did, b'di'evet it's not chal. And that's because of the din of dichui. There's a halacha that once a karbon becomes pasul, even if it becomes kosher again, it's already dochui, and you can't bring it. The Gemara discusses it in several places. Let's say somebody was mafresh a karbon, he became a shaita, or became a mumar. That's zvachim nafid beis and beis. You have the Gemara in Yuma. Let's say you have the Shnei Seirim, the Sarah LaShem and the Sarah LaZazel. If one of them dies, the other one becomes Dachli. You won't be able to use it as a carbon anymore, even though now you get a replacement, but it's too late. There's a din of Dachli. So the Gemara has a kasha from our Mishnah. The Gemara there assumed that our Mishnah that says, Bamed Dvarim Amurim Benimlach, is also discussing the Mishnah earlier that says that chatas shenisarva ba'ola va'ola shenisarva b'chatas afilu achas b'riba yamusu kulon. Now the Mishnah said early in the first parak, if you have one chat that's mixed into a bunch of oilas, and one oil into a bunch of chatayis, there's nothing you could do. And you don't say bitul b'rayiv, you don't say kol de parish, presumably for the same reason as the Gemara in Zvachim. Because it's a bal chai or a davish of a minyan, and you can't say kol de parish, gzeri mishum kavua. So the question is, but our Mishnah here says, v'medvar m'ur m'kayinah nimlach, b'kayin she'ena nimlach, then b'di'evid, as many as you know for sure he did the right way, is going to be kosher. And Rava said, there's a din of dichui, and it's going to be pasul. So how does that stem? So the Gemara says, it's a machlekes tanon, in Yuma, tavsamach da'alan amid beis, if you say bale chayim nidachin, could be dichui only works when the behemoth is no longer alive. If the behem is alive, if the behem is a bal chai, could be there's a din that bal chayim ain nidachim. So lemaisa, if you hold that bal chayim anidachim, and echinami, a mishnah wouldn't be correct. That's what the gemara is mashma. Once the halach is, you can't bring it. It's nidcha, and it would be possible. But that mishnah goes like the man diyam bal chayim ain nidachim. That's the psak of the Rambam, and memela, it's we paskin that it's kosher. That's the Gemara in Zvachim that find Gilma Midbeis. So Rabbi Kivenga, they ask the Kasha, so if the only reason why it's not Nidcha is because Balei Chayim Einem Nidachim, so once you do the Malika, you still can't do anything with it. Let's say the Kayan asks the Shaila after the Malika. What should he do? Vaita, you won't tell him to do the Avodah Sachatas. Lamata, because maybe it's an Eila. You won't tell him to do the Avedis Eil Lamala, because maybe it's a Chatas. So Vaita, you won't be able to do anything with it. And now the bird is no longer alive, so you can't say Bale Chayim and Nidachim. Why wouldn't it be Dichri then? And Bikvega starts being Mefalpel, that maybe it'll be a din of Ma'ola Yerid, but in the end he blies with the Tzarech Ian. What's the pshat? How could it be that if the only reason why you don't say Dichri is because Bale Chayim and Nidachim, it's not alive anymore after the Malika? So the Eil Shleimai, and also the Chazanish and Simla Medalat Sifka and Dalat and Kama, they say a Chinnish, because really there's another Shaila about Dichoy. If Dichoy is only when it's nearer the Nidcha, maybe Dichoy is only when it was originally Roy and then it became Nidcha, then you say Dichoy. But there's a Tzad Dichoy Mikar Loyavi Dichoy. So Machlaik is about that also with Chiluk Edinim. But we're going with the Tzad Dichoy Mikar Loyavi Dichoy. So in this case, if Balei Chayim Anidachim, so it's nearer the Nidcha, originally you could bring it, and then when it became a Teruvis, it was Nidcha. So that's a problem of Dichoy. But if Balei Chayim Ainim Nidachim, so then it wasn't Nidcha. But now that it's no longer alive, you say Nidcha, but it was never nearer. So I guess it's not Mitzdar if the nearer originally with the Nidcha now. So till it was alive, it's not going to be Nidcha because Balei Chayim Ainim Nidachim. And after after the Malika, it was never nearer after that, so it can't be Dachi because it wasn't nearer the Nidcha. It's Dichoy Mikara, Layavi Dichoy. Can't say. But the Briski Rav in the Ksav and the Enzvachim says a Geshmak Epshat. Because he's bothered with another Kasha. The Gemaras and Zvachim talk about cases where the Dam gets mixed together. Let's say a Dam of a Chatas and a Eila gets mixed together. The Dam Chatas is supposed to go on top with the Etzma, the Dam Eila on the bottom with the Kli, they have different Avedis. What do you do when they mix together? So according to the Rabbanan, you don't do anything. You don't do it. You throw it out. Can't do Chatas, you can't do Eila. But if you did the Chatas, so now you could do the Eila, now you could spill it on the Yisayin. So the Shaila is, why don't you say Dichli? And there, it's not a Balchai, it's blood. And it's not even Dichri Mikara. It's near Vinidcha because it got mixed up after it was Rohi. So why don't you say Dichri then? And Gavalda Gakasha. So Akhtar Biskiravi aside, you only say Dichri when there's an Isser. If it's just, you don't do it because it's a Shini in the Aveda, a Shini in the Aveda is not considered an Isser to say Dichri. Enechinami, you don't do it, but it's not an Isser. Bringing a carbon that has no Din HaKrava, that's an Isser. There's an Isser. If the carbon has no din akrava, to bring it on the Mizbeach is an Isser. If a apostle, the carbon, there's an Isser to bring it on the Mizbeach. But if a Chatas and a Eila gets mixed up with the Dam, even though each one has its own Aveda, and even though the Allah is Misafik, you don't do both Avedas, you don't do anything. But it's not called an issa, that wouldn't make dichoy. But the malika, zakta briskerov, the malika, there's a din, the Torah says about a chatasayif lo yavdo, which is a live day raisa. To be mavdo from the chatasayif, that's a live day raisa. That's not just a shini avoida, that's a live day raisa. A live day raisa, there you say dichoy. So kolzman, it's alive, it's chayach to say dichoy. By the case of Nikola Zochim Shinasarva Bachatois Hamesais or Bashar Niskal, to bring a Shar Niskal in the Mizbech is an Isser. And a Chadis and a Oif, even though they're both Nikrovim, but to do Havdalah, to do Malika in a way that you cut off both Simonim and the Raiv Basar, you do Havdalah, there's an Isser to do it by a Chadis Oif. So Mimela, that would be called Nichoy. Mashenkin, once the Malika is done already, even though the halacha is, you don't do, since you don't know which avodah to do, you don't do anything. That's not called an issa, that's not called a dichoy, that's a brisker of steretz. Now the Shita Mekavetz is there, that find Gilmul Beis and Zvachim and Hashmatis Eizvav, he asks a kasha, that really midairaisa, you could bring it because of bittul b'raiv. The whole din that you don't say bittul b'raiv, and that you don't say kol de parish, is a din derabbanan, the din balechayim loibatli, and the din of Gzeir Shem Yigach Min HaKavua, these are dinim derabbanan. So he wants to know, what's the pshat in the Gemara, that if you hold balechayim nidochim, you're not yaitzu b'chlal, and like we spoke about earlier in this year, and the pshat is, you have to bring the karbanis again. But since he yaitzu midiraisu, why wouldn't there be a problem of chulin b'azara? He brings the Gemara in Yevamis, in the 10th perek, says that if someone is zayuk the dam betuma, the halacha is that midaraisa that sits as miratza, and the rabbanan it's not, but the gemara is a kasha, but how can you bring another carbon? It's chulin ba'azara. Since midaraisa it's kasha, but the rabbanan it says it's pasul, how could you bring another carbon? It's chulin ba'azara. So the gemara there answers, it's only pasul that you can't eat the basa, you can't be makted emrim. But in the chanami, you don't bring another carbon. But here it's mavur, you do bring another carbon, even though it's only a psul derabanan. So what's the pshan? It's like a davim and a tayyar v'kum v'asei. So the Shita Mekavetz brings from the Rishbam that if it's an oil or a shlomim, so it's not a problem because you could be masnim in a davah. And here we were talking about an oil or saif, that could be masnim in a davah. And a chata saif zakt is ba'al ha-safik ve'enim nechalim, so it's not a problem. Which to me is a shtekel chiddish, that even though it's not even a safik, because midaraisa it's good, but since midarabanan it's no good, you'll have the same kula of chata saif ba'al ha-safik, which is enim nechalim. So Taisus there says that the Rivam, the Rishbam's brother, asked on him, so what are you going to do with the chata behema? Which l'chura, according to the Rishbam, enim nechalim. In that case, you'll have to say that since midaraisa is good, the Rabbanan did not require you to bring another one. And that's what the Chazanish says in Kama, Siman Lamed Daled Beis Gimel. Baal Kapanim, that's his teretz, that even though it's a psul de Rabbanan, you still could bring another carbon because we're dealing with an oila, a shlamim, or a chata sa'if, a chata behema. And a chata sa'if, an oila sa'if, oila sa'if is baba nedava, but a chata sa'if is Baal HaSafik Veinim Nechalim, there's no problem of Chulam Bazar with the Chata Saif. The Shita Mekavetz brings from Rabbeinu Manoach, a very big Chiddush, that here Chazal could go, as long as the Behem is alive, Chazal could make to Mafkir the Hekdish al Sedin of Hefker Bez and Hefker. When you're talking about Zayrik the Dam, there's nothing you could do. Chazal can't be Mafkir that without Eikadavim and Atayr. But on a live animal, Chazal can make it ice carbon as hefke bez and hefke. Very, very big chiddush. Dar Sameach, and Ilchus Psulim Mekdash and Perek Vav Alachi Yitzayin is bothered. Hefke bez and hefke means that where a person can be mafkirit, so then the bezin can be mafkir like a person. Hektish, even the person can't be mafkirit. Mecha Teset is in a hefke bez and hefke to make something ice carbon. Very schwer. Dar Sameach there wants to say a vart, that whenever the owner doesn't want the carbon, it doesn't work. Big chiddush. Carbon only works if the owner wants. If the owner says, I don't agree with the kain is doing, the kain is a shliach of the owner. So mamela, it won't work. So Chazal could tell him that you're not allowed to want this carbon. Grace of chiddush. His ishtigl from Rav Shimon Shkab in Shari Yeshe, Shari Gimel Perik Yedalad, It's not like the Rishayim and the Shittim of Kibetzis, but he's very confident about the shtickel. That he says, Muvanach, he can ask another kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara is saying there's a din dichli, because since he can't be makrevit, it becomes dochli and it becomes pasul. Now, but if you hold balechayim nidachim, it becomes dochli. Factor of Shimon, never mind the kasha that's only a psul derabanan. L'chaya, it's only a psul machmas safek. There are a lot of times in Shas, where you find that if something is no good machmas safek, it means be'etzim it's good, just you can't do it. Like you have the mashal by chalitza. If you want to say the ish is not roi li'ibim because of a safek, the Gemara says she's called roi li'ibim. That's why she's roi l'chalitza. Just we don't know which one is which. You have to say the different places in Shas, when something is roi, it's just you don't know which is which, that's not called ein roi. So what's the pshat is dochli here? When you have an oil that's nesarev b'chatas, or the chatayis sameisis that is nesarev with zvachim, and the Rava says that it's dochli, why? They're roi to be a carbon, you just don't know which is which. If Eliyahu will come and tell you which is which, it's roi. Why is that called dochli? Hazak de b'shimim, because dochli works with the practical, with be'etzim, with b'payil. You don't say be'etzim, it's roi, by dochli. Dochli is b'payil. If you lemaisa can't bring it, that makes it dochli. And that's why, even though it's a suffix, but since me suffix, you can't bring either of them, that shafts it din dachi. Zog de b'shimin, I was a p'sul der abanan also. It's not the pshat that the Reisha doesn't recognize a p'sul der abanan b'chlal. Avad they do. The reason why sometimes we say that me der Reisha, it can't work, is because a p'sul der abanan, the abanan can't make a p'sul be'etzim. The abanan could tell you what to do. The abanan could tell you what you are and what you're not allowed to do. The Reisa of Pshat is, it's an Issa be'etzim. It's a psul be'etzim. They're abana not. They're abana, you just have to listen to the Chacham. Well, the you say, the Chayinim say this, you say it. But be'etzim, the Reisa reckons with their abana. The Maisi can't do it. It's like saucer. So the Gambi Dachli, even a psul der abana can make it Dachli. By the Zrika Betumma, there he says there's no din dichli. The din is a tzis is meratza. There's no dichli b'chlal. Their abana say, you know, I do. Bizayrikit, he says the cheshbon, that's not going to make it dochli. Now, shenkin here, where you can't bring the carbon, there, even if you can't bring a carbon in a rabban, it'll be called dochli. And it'll be called dochli and have a din dichli mi deraisa. Because since the pile, you can't be over the rabban, and that would make a din dichli mi deraisa. Deraisa can rechem with the rabban, it's just the rabban doesn't make it be'etzim. But dichli doesn't need to be be'etzim. That's if Shimon Shkab shtickel. And now let's go to the last mission in the Perek Mishnah Vav. It's a complicated Mishnah. We're not going to go through all the Cheshbainis, but just a little bit to go through particularly, bring out the different machloikis there is in the Mefarshim on the Mishnah, as well as some shtiklach, a little bit we discussed earlier, but here it's Mimkaima. The Mishnah says, Ha'isha sha'amar re'ele kain kishe'elet zachar, yolda zachar mevi'a shtei kinim, achas lenidra v'achas l'chevasa. If a woman was pregnant and says that if she has a ben zachar, in order to thank Hashem, she'll bring an extra, an additional kain. So when she has the ben zachar, she's now chayiv a kain for the neder and a kain for the chiyiv. So she has to bring two kinim. Nasnasin l'kain, she gives it to a kain. She gives him four birds. So a kain sarach lasis gimel preidim umalan v'achas mumatan. So these birds, the chayiv is one chattis and one oila, and the nedava are both oilas. So she gives the kain four birds. She's mafresh all four birds for the chayiv and the neder together. Kafi the pashtus, it's one kain stuma, just like you could have two chayivas, and you'd say you make your mafresh two kinim for your two chayivas, so any two birds could be a oila, any two birds could be a chattis. When you mafresh two kinim for your neder and your chayva, it's a kedusha stuma of all four birds. Any three of them could be eilis, and any one of them could be a chatas. And that alone is a chiddush, that you can have this kedusha stuma together, the eilis and the chatas. Now, lo yasa kain, el eshtayim al malam eshtayim al matam v'lo nimach. Let's say the kain didn't realize that we're having a combined two kinim, one neder and one chayva. He thought that they were both chayva. So he made two milmal and two milmatan. So tzrichel havi oid prey da'achas. So she has to bring one other bird. They're given a milmalan. And she's makif and mamala. This is simple. All the mefarshim understand it the same. There are four birds. Any three could be oilus. Any one could be chattas. If you make two chattas and two oilus, obviously, one of the chattas is pasul. She doesn't owe two chattas. The birds, there are no two chattas here. So, she still owes an oila. So she has to bring another bird an oila. Mimin echad, mishnei minim tavishnai. Now this din is when she brought all four birds from one min. She went and took four tayrim, or four b'nei yayna. But let's say she brought two minim, she had two tayrim and two b'nei yayna, and the kayin did two for an oila, two for a chattas, so now she has to bring two additional birds. And this two pshatim, and what was exactly the case and the din of the shnei minim. You have the pshat of the mefarish, which like he says at the end is Rashi in Zvachim, because this Mishnah is brought in Zvachim, and Daf Samach Zayinim and Beis, and the mefarish is pretty much a quote of Rashi in Zvachim. And the Rosh also goes with this pshat, but then you have the pshat in the back, the Ravid, which is also the same pshat of the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis in the Yad, a different pshat. Rashi and the Rosh learn, and the mefarish, that the case of Shnei Minim in the Reish of the Mishnah before we get to Pirish and Kava means, but the Kayin did, of course, one Tar and one Bnei Yena Mulmala, and one Tar and one Bnei Yena Mulmata, which is what the Kayin was supposed to do, is the Kayin thought that they were both the Chayvasai. So, of course, every Chiv, like the Mishnah said in the second parak, you cannot mix and match, has to be the Eila and the Chattas of the same Min. So, he wouldn't put two tayrim on the bottom and two bnei yayna on top because then the chattas and the oil are not matching. So he did a tayrim and a bnei yayna on the bottom and a tayrim and bnei yayna on the top. So why do you have to bring two birds? L'chayr, you have the chiyuv because you have a tayrim on top and a tayrim on bottom and that would be for the chiyuv. And you have a bnei yayna on top and that would be for the nether. So why can't you just bring one bird? But the tayrim says he didn't remember which one he did first. He knows he did, of course, a tarim ben yayna on top and a tarim ben yayna on bottom, but he didn't remember which one he did first. Did he do the tar first or do the ben yayna first? Now, when you have this type of kain stuma, with two kainim combined, two kinim, a chayv and a neder, the first two you're going to do, the chattis and the oila, that's automatically going to be the chayv. That's what Rashi says. The chayv comes before the neder, automatically. So the chayv is taken care of. But the nether, we don't know if the nether, one of them became pasul because he did it on the bottom, and the other one, we don't know if it's a tar and a ben yayna. And the halacha is that the birds have to be the same. You can't mix a ben yayna with a tar. So, Mamela, since we don't know if the second pair of birds that the kayin did were tarim or ben yayna, so we don't know if the one eilus nether which she does have is a tar or a ben yayna, so she has to bring both a tar and a ben yayna. So that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush ladina that even by a cane of a neder, when you have to bring two oilos, the oilos have to be of the same min. Now the Rambam doesn't learn that way. The Rambam learns in the Ravid that the pshat was she brought two tayrim and two bnei yayna, and the kayin did all four of them. He knows he did two lamala, two lamata, but he doesn't know which ones were lamala and which ones were lamata. So kumtai says I. We know for sure she's missing one oila, because he did two lamala, two lamata. The one lamata can't be an oila. There's supposed to be three oilas and a chattas. One of the oilas are missing. She owes an oila. And that's an oilas nedava. But the problem is she might also be missing one of the birds of the chayva. Because if he did two oilas, if he did two tayrim on banim or two bnei yayna on tab, so kumdai she wasn't yetsa the oila of the chayva either. Because the chattas of the chayvan banim was a tar, and the oila was a ben yayna, and that doesn't work. Or if the kayin did two bnei yayna on banim and two tarim on tab, so vayta, she wasn't yaitza the oila of the chayva, because the chattas was a ben yayna, and the oila was a tar. So a mela, she has to bring a tar and a ben yayna, one for the neder, and that either one is good, because we don't have this din by neder, that both oilas have to be the same min. And one for the chayva, whichever bird she brought on the bottom, but she doesn't know which one was brought. If a tar was brought on the bottom and a ben yayna was not brought on top, so then the ben yayna would be for the chayva If a ben yayin was brought on the bottom and a tar was, and a ben yayin was not brought on top, so the tar would be for a chayva. And whichever one is not for the chayva, that would be for the neder. So kum tais, a machlekes, if by a neder, by a kine neder, we need two birds for two oilais, do they have to be the same min? Rashi is learning in the Mishnah and the Rosh that they have to be the same min. Because Rashi and the Rosh are learning that the Kayan knows that he did a Torah Ben Yayin on top and a Torah Ben Yayin on the bottom. He just doesn't know which one he did first. And the Halach is the first one goes for the Chayiv and the second one goes for the Nether. So you're missing one Ayla for the Nether. You don't know if the other Ayla for the Nether was a Torah Ben Yayin. Now you need both the Torah and the Ben Yayin because in case he did first bottom and top of Torah, so you need a Ben Yayin for the Nether. In case he did first bottom and top of Ben Yayin, you need a Torah for the Nether, so you have both. So the pshat is gebayt on the tzklal that even the kain of the nedava has to both be the same min. Hashanki and the Rambam and the Ravid are learning the Mishnah that no, we don't know what the kain did lamala, what the kain did lamata. We have no idea. He could have put two terim lamala, two bnei yayin lamala, lamata. He could have put two bnei yayin lamala, two terim lamata. We don't know. So they hold that any one a ter or a ben yayin could be ashlama for the neder. Even if the neder l'chayr was terim, they're saying that the ashlama could be bnei yayin. As I feshteich, the brisker of that we're going to mention doesn't say this in the Rambam, but this is how I'm learning. But the reason why you need two birds is because you need any one of these two birds would work for the neder, but the neder only did one ayla. Because since you did two chatais and two aylas, you're missing an ayla. You're missing an ayla for the neder. Besides that, the ayla of the chiv, you weren't yaitza if the two tayrim were put on the bottom, two bnei yayin on top. So you need a tar for the chiv if the bottom was bnei yayin and the top of tayrim, you need a bnei yayin for the chiv. So that's why I have both the Torah and Ben Yayna, which everyone you need for the Chiv will be for the Chiv, and the other one will be for the Neder. So we spoke out the Brisk Rav in the first parak, we'll speak it out again. Brisk Rav was bonding the Mishnah we had in the second parak, Eimavin, Torah, Kenega, Ben Yayna, Vamayim, Ben Yayna, Kenega, Torah, is talking about when you have an oil and a Chatas. It's a Chiv when you have an oil and a Chatas. So then there's Allah, Echel, Oil of Echel, the Chatas. The Torah's Kainim learns out from that Pasuk, they have to be the same in. Mashenka, when you made a neder, you made a neder for two birds. Mechatesa, the two birds have to be the same min. It's two different karbanas. So the Brisk Rav was mechadish, alpi, the Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus says that a ger has to bring a cane of two oilos, as a carbon. He could bring oilos, I mean, he could bring a regular carbon also, he could bring a carbon name also, but if he brings birds, he has to bring two, because we don't find less than two, to a carbon of a bird less than two. So the Gemara says it's not true. We learn that from a pasuk v'hikri vay that a filah preida achas yavi. V'hikri sounds like two preidim. V'hikri vay says even one preida. So the Gemara says chayve mi alei ashkechat. Gemara increases the aftes. And Rashi explains v'hikri will be mashma carbon shalem. V'hikri vay tells you even one bird. So it's muchach in the Gemara l'chayre that be'etzim the carbon shalem even by a carbon in dava is two birds. The din v'hikri vay that we learn in the prey to achas is a nayak krava, kain that you can even bring a half a carbon. But the carbon shalem is v'hikri of the two birds, and that's true even by a carbon adava. And that's how we know that a ger has to bring two birds, because chayv v'mil ashkan, he brings it at the kiryas sefer from the rabbit, he said, Shomon showed him, and the Rambam says an oilus riya could be an oilus aif, the kiryas sefer brings the gemara, chayv v'mil ashkan, that it would have to be two birds. It's not stam a din and carbon ger, you see. It's a din that any time you have a chiv to bring an oil asaif, you have to bring two birds. There's no din a krav of one bird, whatever it's a chiv. He's medayik in the Rambam that the ger has to bring the two birds from the same min. It's one carbon of two birds. That's why Rashi can learn that this din of eim avi and tayin kneg ben yayin ben yayin kneg and tayin would apply to kinei nedava as well. But Al Kobanim, that's a machlekes in the very first part of the Mishnah, when it says Shnei Minim, that Rashi learned Shnei Minim, but Avadi, you did a Torah Ben Yayin on top, a Torah Ben Yayin on the bottom. And the reason why you have to bring two is because you don't know which one you did last. And the one you did first is a Chayva, the one you did last is a Nadava. And whatever you did for the Nadava, whether it's a Torah Ben Yayin, you have to bring the second one, or is a Torah Ben Yayin. And the Rambam and Raiva learn, no, you did, you don't know what you did on bottom, what you did on top. And the reason why I have to bring two is because you don't know if you did the chayva, maybe you brought Torah on top and Bnei Yoina on bottom, so you have to bring a Ben Yoina for the chayva. Maybe you put the Torah on bottom and Bnei Yoina on top, so you have to bring a Torah for the chayva. That's why you have to bring two, and the other one would be for the neder. Now the Mishnah then talks about two other cases, Pirsha and Kava. And this is also a Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi and Zlachem, that the Mefarish brings together with the Rosh hold one way, and the Raivin and the Rambam hold another way. Rashi and the Rosh hold that Pirsha Nidra means that she said specifically about a neder that it would have to be one of the two minim, either Tarim or Bnei Yaina, and she forgot which one she was Mefarish. That's what it means, Pirsha Nidra. And Kava Nidra means, Anayim Chudish de Gezach, that she said that the neder and the chayva have to be together. There has to be one afrosh of the neder and the chayva, and she's not going to be yetzer without one afrosh of the neder and the chayva. So the way they're learning, Pirsha Nidra, Tzarech Lavi Oid Gimel Preidim Minechad, and Mishnei Minim Tavi Arba, goes like this. She said, when I get a zachar, I'm going to bring a specific min, either Tayin or Bnei Yaina. But she forgot which one she was mefarish. Now, min echad, let's pick Tayrin. So, she brings four Tayrin. And the Kayin makes a mistake. He does two lamala, two lamato. So now she was certainly yaitza hachiv. That's how Rashi and the Rai would learn. Because one of the Tayrin were lamala, one lamata. She was definitely yaitza hachiv. The neder, if the neder was Tayrin, so she owes one Tayrin. One of the Tayrin were pasul because it was done lamata. So in Mela, she would have to bring one Tayrin. But then again, is it sad that the neder was Bnei Yaina? So she has to bring, then she didn't do anything of the neder. So she has to bring two Bnei Yaina. So very simple, she brings three birds. One, the same min that she brought, because she already, if she said that min, she already has one. She just needs one more. And the second one, there's the other min, which there she'd have to bring two of them, because in case that was the neder, she has neither on a vechiyuv. And Mishnei Minim Tavi Arba means, again, she was Pirsha, one of the two, she doesn't know which one she was Mefarish. She brought two Tarim and two Bnei Yaina. The Kayin again did one Tarim Bnei Yaina Lamata and one Tarim, one Bnei Yaina Lamala. But he doesn't know which one he did first. So the Chayiv again, she was definitely Mekayim, because no matter what, he did a one bird lamala, one tar lamala, one tar lamata, or one ben yaina lamala, one ben yaina lamata, that would be good for the chayv. But as far as the neder is concerned, we don't know which one was first. So we don't know which one she was mekayim the neder with, a tar or ben yaina. So she can't just bring three birds. If she brings two tarim and one ben yaina, maybe the neder was two bnei yaina, and maybe the final two birds were tarim. So she has no bnei yaina. Or if she brings two bnei yaina and one tar, so vayta, maybe the neder was tarim, and maybe she has no tarim, because the final two birds were bnei yaina. That's why she has to bring two tarim and two bnei yaina, four birds, all for the neder. Just one interesting ha'ara, that the Rosh says, in the case where she brought all the birds in min echad, and then you need three birds, so like we said, the cheshbet, she brought four tarim. And the Kayim put Tulum Allah, Tulum Atam, so she has one for the neder atar. But maybe the neder was a Ben Yaina, so that's why she needs two Bnei Yaina. Fine. But the Rosh says, but she also needs one tar, because he says, since the first one was a tar, she has to bring another one as a tar, because the din is, you can't mix and match, you can't bring from one cane, even a cane neder, two different minim, a tar and a ben yaina. That's how the Rosh explains why you need three birds. You need two bnei yaina because maybe the neder was bnei yaina. And you need one tar because you're not yaisa with that ben yaina in case the neder was a tar, because you're mixing it together with the tar you brought before a tar. In fact, the Arkinoi, why does he say that? Sounds mudna. Let him say, on the tzad, the neder was a tar. You need a tar because that was a neder. The neder was two tarim. The chayit's a much simpler cheshbon. She made a neder specific thing, either tarim or bnei yaina. She brought four tarim. only one of them ended up kosher. On the tzad it was a ben, the neder was a ben yaina, you bring two ben yainas. On the tzad, the neder was tarim, you bring one tar, because that was a neder, two tarim, which only has one tar. Why does he say you have to bring a tar? Because it has to match the one of the neder. You have to bring a tar, not because it has to match the one you brought already, you have to bring a tar, because the neder was two tarim. Zakti yarakinai, vaystaysa gavaldagi yisayit. When you made a neder of two tarim, and you brought two tayrim to the base of Mikdash, and you gave it to the Kayin, and the Kayin messed them up. Avada was a neder. A neder is chayiv b'achrayis. But now you could bring b'nei yayin if you want. But since one of them was a tar, and you want to get away now with one extra one, so it has to be the same as the one you brought. But be'etzim itzad the neder, you wouldn't have to bring tayrim anymore. You already brought the tayrim. So I saw in the Minchas Avram, in Zvachim Nav Samach Zayin, we spoke of that in the first parak. He said, you see from here the Brisker of Zisait. Spoke this out already in the first year, that the Pshat is the Mishnah says, Ma be nedel in Adava, that ned is chayav achirusa, and Adava is ain't a chayav achirusa. And the Gemara Megillah Nav Zayin brings a pasuk. I mean, Nafches. The Gemara Megillah Nav Ches brings a pasuk. That says, V'nirtzel loyal l'chaper olav, that the only one that you only have a nirtza by the kapara is the one that's olav command the munach hakasvei dami. So you learn that from the pasuk that by a neder, if it's not brought, you have to bring another one. And nedava, you learn that from the pasuk olav telling you by nedava not. Fakti briskirov, what's pshat? L'chai, you don't need any pasuk. A neder, you said a re'alai, unless you have a kosher carbon, you never were in mekayim that re'alai. And nedava, you said a re'zu. If it became possible, it was Meisa Nignav. So that's it. You didn't say that you'll do anything more. You said a Reizu carbon. It's not around. Why should you have to replace it? Zog de Briskerov. He brings a Rashi in the Taisus and Chulin, which is Mavur, that you Mekayim in Neder as soon as you give it to the Kayim. That's a Kiyim of your Neder. In fact, the Mishnah Lamelech, Himsuli Mekdashim, it's not true. It's Mavur and Kama Gemara. It's like when you Shech Shalei Lashma, it's like, oh, Lubal Mashem Chayv, you have to bring another one if you have a Neder. You're not Mekayim in Neder when you bring it to the Kayin. So, Akhtabiskirov, no. Avadi you Mekayim the Neder when you bring it to the Kayin. There's a Nayad in Achrayas. A Nayad there is a Kosov of Achrayas. It's not because of the Kiyim Neder. It's a Din Achrayas. And you'd have a Havmin of Din Achrayas by Nedavah also. Kamash Malon, the Xeris Kosov, it's not by Nedavah, Dafka by Neder. Zakhtim in Chazavram, Madame is very Miyushiv then. When you made a neder, you were kavei the neder for tayrim or for bnei yaina. If you brought what you were kavei to the kayin, you were mekayim in neder. Achrayis, the achrayis doesn't become the one that you said. The achrayis is as long as you bring an equal carbon, even if you said tayrim, if it's only al achrayis, not beside the kiyim neder, bnei yaina is good enough for that. So that's why the Rosh was bothered. If anyway I have to bring two bnei yaina, because maybe my neder was bnei yaina, why can't they say on the tzad that my neder was tayr, I'll be yitzad achrayis with the bnei yaina? So that the Rosh says no, because you already did have one carbon that was kosher. So now your achrayis is to match that carbon was kosher. You only have achrayis to bring one carbon, and that one carbon has to match the carbon that you brought already. Emevin bnei yaina kenegin tayr, metayim kenegin bnei yaina. That's why you have to bring an extra tayr. That's the Hezber of the Yarkina's Pshan in the Rush. But Uncle Panim, according to Rashi and the Rush, Pirsha Nidra means that he said specifically that the Neder will be Dafka if you bring Tayrim, Dafka if you bring Bnei Yaina. And that's why if you brought a Min Echad, you have to bring three. You have to bring two of the one that you didn't bring in case the Neder was that. And one of the one that you did bring in case the Neder was that, but that you have one already, so you only need one more. And if you brought Mishnei Minim, and you don't know which one was first, so you don't know which min you already have from the nether, so you can't use it because you don't know which one it is, you're going to have to bring two Tayim and two Bnei Yaina. That's Pirsha, according to Rashi and the Rush. Kava, according to Rashi and the Rush, means that you're only Mekayim your nether if you bring it together with the Chiv, if you mafish it together with the Chiv. You have to make one big Afrasha of three Eilois, with three eilus and one chatas. And two will go for the neder and one for the chiyav. Otherwise, you're not yetzi your neder. That's the vart of kava. And kava is going together with pirsha. It was Kava and Pirsha. So by Kava Nidra, and he gave it to the Kayin, and he gave him a Min Echad, Derech Marshal, they all were tired, and he did to Lamala to Lamata. So Tshrichal Havyai Chamesh prayed him Mimin Echad. She has to bring five more praydim. Because even if a neder was tayrim, she wasn't yetsa anything. Because the neder has to be done together with the chayva. It has to be three oilas together, and one of the oilas nedava was nifsala. So that's the end. You don't have a neder of two oilas nedava together with the chayva. So she definitely has to bring two tayrim, and two bnei yayna, because the neder might have been tayrim, and she wasn't yetsin a neder at all, because he didn't bring it together with the chayv, because the one that she was mafresh together with the chayv, one of them became nifsal when it was done lamata. So you don't have the entire neder done with the chayv. That's the din of kava nidra. It has to be one hava, one afrosh together with the chayv, all of them brought. If one of them became pasul, you gotta start again. So kumtai, she has to bring two tayrim and two bnei yayna, and together with another oila of the same min that the chayv was brought. That's the halacha. The chayv happened to be brought as tayrim. The neder was not brought at the time of the chayv. They tried, but one of them became pasul. So the neder was not niskayim with the hava of the chayv. So that's gone. We got to make a new hava. Taking a bird of the same min that you had the actual chayv, together with the two possible minim that the nedava could be. So you take one tar to replace the tar of the chayiv, which was a tar, and you take two tarim in case the neder was tarim, you take two bnei yayna in case the neder was bnei yayna. If the neder was tarim, you still need two tarim, even though she brought one tar, because that tar didn't work. It wasn't one big neder of three oilas together. So you need two tayrim, two bnei yayna, and it has to be the three together. It has to be together with a replacement of the chayiv. As long as you take something the same min of the chayiv, that can replace the chayiv. That's if it's min echad. If it's shnei minim, again, she was pirsha, and she was kava. She said a specific one, tayrim u bnei yayna, and she was kaveyah together with the chayiv. And she brought two tayrim and two bnei yayna. And the Kayin did one tayrim, one bnei ben yayna lamata, and one tayrim, one bnei yayna lamala. So the chayv was of Adon Iskayim. That's for sure. And the neder was of Adon Iskayim. Because once one of them was pasul, and she was kivei the neder, you need three oilas together, you don't have it, there's no neder. So you have to bring, of course, two tayrim and two bnei yayna, because possibly the neder was tayrim, possibly the neder was bnei yayna. And you have to bring a bird, a replacement of the chayva, and we don't know which one is the chayva, because whichever one was first, that's the chayva. The first could have been tayrim, the first could have been bnei yayna. If the first was tayrim, you need a tar together with the two tayrim and the two bnei yayna. If the first was bnei yayna, you need a ben yayna together with the two tayrim and the two bnei yayna. You don't know which was the first one, so you have a tar and a ben yayna together with the two tayrim and two bnei yayna, three tayrim and three bnei yayna all together, six birds. That's Rashi, and the Rosh is Pshat. Pirsha means she specified a specific min, either tayrim or bnei yayna for a neder. Kava means that the din is, when she's kava, she's only yaitz the neder if it's one afrasha together with the chiv. It doesn't have to be the same min as the chiv, but in case the chiv was brought and the neder wasn't brought yet, you have to have a replacement of the chiv, and the replacement of the chiv has to be the same min that the original chiv was, even though the neder doesn't have to be the same min as the chiv or the replacement chiv is. So if you know what the chiv is, just bring that min together with two tayrim and two bnei yayna. If you don't know what the chiyuv is, so bring a tar and a ben yayna as a replacement for the chiyuv, together with two tar and two bnei yayna. That's the pshat according to Rashi and the Rosh. The Rambam and the Ravid have a different pshat in Pirsha and a different pshat in Kava. In Pirsha, the Rambam and Ravid learn that the Pirsha means that there's a specific two birds that are the neder and a specific two birds that are the chayv. Rather than having all four birds, any three of them could be oilas and any one of them to be a chatas. We actually have two different kinim. We have the kain chayva, which there one bird's an oila, one bird's a chatas. And we have the kain nedava, and specifically those two birds have to be oilas. That is the case of Pirsha. has nothing to do with which min. There was no pirish of a min. Pirsha means like a kan mufureshes as opposed to a kan stuma. Pirsha nidra. The neder, the cane of the neder is pirsha, is mufurish. These two have to be the neder as opposed to the other two which have to be the chayva. That's the Ram and Ravid's pshat. So she was pirsha nidra. The kain did two birds lamala, two birds lamata. So when it was loy pirsha nidra, we know that the chayv is done. We know that one could be an oila, one could be a chata, because any two birds, any three birds could be an oila, any one bird could be a chata. So we know that there's an oila and a chata, and the chayv is done. And we know that there's an oila for the ned, you only need one other bird. But by pirsha nidra, that means there's two birds specifically an oila, and two birds, one an oila and one a chata. So maybe you took the two birds that were specifically an oila and you made them lamata. So maybe you passled the neder totally. And you took the two birds that were specifically one an oila, one a chatas, the chayva, and you put them both lamala. So only one is kosher as an oila. So in that case, you would need two oilas for the neder, and you would need one chatas for the chayva. So that's why you need three birds. That's the worst possible scenario. That you have the four birds, but you are pirsha nidra, two of them are a neder, two of them are a chayva, and you made the neder on the bottom, so the neder is totally possible. The neder are both eilish, you made them on the bottom, they're both possible. You made the chayva on top. The chayva, one of the birds of the chayva are going to be kosher no matter what. If the two birds of the chayva are on top, so you have a kosher eila. If the two birds of the chayva on the bottom, then you have a kosher chatas. In that case, you happen to have the whole neder being kosher as well. Only the other chayva is possible. But worst possible scenario is that the two birds of the neder were on bottom, and the two birds of the chayva on the top. In that case, you would need two oilas and one chatas. And of course, you'll be masna, and you'll say, in case I'm missing an oilas chayva, and then, of course, in that case, I have the chatas chayva, because if I'm missing the oilas chayva, that means I put both chayvas on the bottom. So that means I would have the chatas chayva. You have to have either an oilas chayva or a chatas chayva. You can't be missing both. So you bring two oilas, because you might be missing the two oilas in the dava. And you also bring a chatas. And you say, in case I'm missing a chatas, this should be the chatas. In case I'm missing an oilas chayva, and that will be because both oilas and nedava is on top. So one of the oilas that I'm bringing would be an oilas chayva. So you need only three birds. And that's all by one min. By shnei minim, the Mishnah says you need four birds. Why do you need four birds? So the case is she brought two minim. One for the neder and one for the chayva. Let's say she brought tayum for the neder and bnei yayna for the chayva. And she remembers which one she did for the neder and which one she did for the chayva. But the kayin had no idea what he did with the two minim. He could have put both tayrim on top, could have put both tayrim on the bottom, could have put one tayr on top, one tayr on the bottom. He has no idea. So again, you need, of course, two birds to be mekayim the neder, because the neder, the ones that were pirsha for the neder, might have been on bottom, and you don't have any neder. Now the chayv, you have at least one that's kosher. Again, you don't know if that one that's kosher is a chatas or an oila. So it's one of the bnei yayna that you're missing. And you don't know if it's a chatas or an oila. So that's why you need two bnei yayna, one chatas and one oila. That's why you need four birds. Now the shaila is, why do you have to have the same min as you had before? That's what the Ravid asks. Why can't you just bring three birds? Let's say she was pirsha. The neder happened to be two tayrim. And again, according to the Ram and the Ravid, Pirsha doesn't mean she's mechuyif to bring two tayrim. Pirsha means she happened to pick out the tayrim to be the neder and the bnei yayna to be the chayva. So why not just bring three bnei yayna? And say like this, if my neder was done, my two tayrim were done lamata, so now I owe the whole neder, but I'll pay it up with bnei yayna. And if my neder was done lamata, so obviously I have an oilas chayva, because that was done lamala. I'm just missing a chatas chayva, so I'll bring a ben yayna lamata for the chatas. What are you afraid of? That maybe both bnei yayna were done lamata. and I'm missing a chayva eila and a ben yayna, because the chatas was done lamata as a ben yayna. Okay, so then the two bnei yayna I'm bringing for the neder I don't need, because the neder was done lamala, and one of the ben yaynas will be a replacement of the eila chayva. So why would you need four birds by two minim? Even though she never made the neder that she'll bring Tayrim, but since she was Pirsha the neder to be Tayrim, when she brings a replacement for the Tayrim that became Nifsel because they might have been done Lamata, it should be Tayrim. So Mela, to replace the neder, you should replace it with the same min that it was originally. Sounds like it's not a chiyuv, but that's what you should do. And as far as the chayiv is concerned, they were originally bnei yayna. One of them became pasul. We don't know if it was the chatas or the ayla. I mean, one of them might have been pasul. Zicha, one of them is kasher, but we don't know if it's the chatas or the ayla. So therefore, bring a ben yayna to replace the possible chatas that became pasul, and a ben yayna to replace the possible ayla that became pasul. But that's a chiddush, even though she never made a neder to bring tayrim. She never specified what the neder would be, but since when she was mafish for the neder tayrim, it was tayrim, so she should bring tayrim to replace that, even though she's going to have to bring an extra bird, she's going to have to bring an extra ben yayna as an eila to replace the possible eila schayva that became pasul, which there the chatas was a ben yayna. That's how the Rambam and the Ravid learned Pirsha. Now, kava, according to the Rambam and the Ravid, is the same as Pirsha according to Rashi in the Rush. Kava means that the neder she made, she decided the neder would have to be a specific min, either Tayrim and Bnei Yayna. And they also learn, like Rashi in the Rush, in the case of Kava, that she forgot which one she was Kaveya. So by Kava Nidra, so then she has to bring five birds. It's talking about Kava and Pirsha. In other words, she said a specific one, either Tayrim and Bnei Yayna, she forgot which one. And then she brings four birds that are all Tayrim. And she is also Pirsha. She said specifically that two of the Tayrim should be for the Neder, and they can only be used for the Neder, and two of the Tayrim should be used for the Chayva. And the Kayin took the four Tayrim, the two Lamala, two Lamata, which was wrong. There has to be three Lamala, one Lamata. And he doesn't know Bechlal, which ones he used Lamala, which ones he used Lamata. So automatically you need four birds. Because since she was Pirsha the Neder, and their idea of Pirsha means that there was a specific two birds that had to be for the nether, and those two birds might have been done lamata. So she owes, they're worthless, so she owes two tayrim for the nether and two b'nei'ani for the nether, because she doesn't know what the nether was. According to them, kava nidra means the nether was a specific min, but she doesn't know which one, and we don't know that anything was nikrev as a nether, because could be the whole nether was brought lamata. So she has to bring two tayrim, two b'nei'ani for starters. She also has to bring one chatas. Because as far as the chayiv is concerned, we know for sure one of them is kasher. Because either that both of them are lamala, and then she has one kasher ayla, or both of them are lamata, and then she has one kasher chatas. So since there's a chance that both of the chayivs are lamala, and she only has one kasher ayla, she's missing a chatas, she has to bring a chatas. But she doesn't have to bring an additional ayla chayiva, because the only chance she's missing the Eilas Chayva is if both the Chayvas were Lamata. And then in that case, if both the Nedavas were Lamala. So in that case, on the Tzad that the Neder was a Tar, she was Yetzir the Neder. And on the Tzad the Neder was Bnei Yayna, she certainly doesn't need these Tarim that she's bringing for the Neder. So either way, on the Tzad you're missing a Tar for the Chayva, you could use from the Tarim you're bringing for the chash of the nedava, of the nether, you could bring that for your chayva. So that's the case of kava nidra by min echad. It's talking about both you a kaveya nether according to the Raman Ravid, it means that you said specifically you want either tayrim or bnei yayna. You a pirsha the nether, which according to them means that you said which of the two tayrim should be for the nether. We're afraid you have no nether at all, you have to bring two tayrim, two bnei yayna for the nether. We're afraid you might be missing a chatas, which you have to bring for the chayva, but in case you're missing the eila for the chayva, you could get that from the tayrim that you brought for the nether, because if you're missing an eila for the chayva, you're certainly not missing a tayr, an eila for the nether. Now, tuminim by kava and pirsha means that she said specifically what she wanted the nether to be. She forgot which one it was. So she had a great idea. take Torah and Bnei Yaina, be mafish them for both the Chayiv and the Neder, and of course, automatically, whichever one is the Neder that she was Kaveya, that one to be the Neder, so the birds that she's now being Perish will be those ones for the Neder, and the other ones will be for the Chayiv. Problem is, the Kayin did two Lamala, two Lamata, and again, he had no idea if he did both Tayyim Lamala, both Bnei Yaina Lamata, or Fakert, or two, or Tayyim Ben Yaina Lamala, Tayyim Ben Yaina Lamata. He doesn't know what he did at all. So for the Neder, of course, you have to bring four birds. Because the Neder might have been completely possible. Because the Neder might have been done Lamata. And we don't know if the Neder was Tayyim or Bnei Yaina. So you have to bring two Tayyim, two Bnei Yaina, that's for sure. Now, as far as the Chayiv is concerned, we know that one of the birds are kosher. But it wouldn't be enough just to bring one chatas, because we don't know if the kosher bird was a tar or a benyena. If the kosher bird was the ayla, we don't know if that ayla that was kosher was a tar or a benyena. Because we don't know which one would be for the neder, which one would be for the chayva, because whichever one the neder, which she was taka kaveya for the neder, that would be for the neder, but she doesn't remember if the term were the neder and the bnei'ena were the chayva or faket. So Mela, she'll have to bring two chatais, one tar and one bnei'ena. In case the oila that was kasha for the chayva was a tar, so she brings a tar. In case the oila that was kasha for the neder was a bnei'ena, she'll bring a bnei'ena. And again, she won't have to bring additional chatais. I mean, she won't have to bring additional oilais, because in case she's missing an oila, a ben yaina, so obviously it means that the neder would have been, that she would have been yaitz to the neder, so she could use the bird she's bringing for the neder. In case she's missing an oila tar, so then she could be yaitz with the tar that she's bringing for the neder. That's the pshat of the Rambam and the Raifat.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.